This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories of the diverse rainbow communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9, this is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off in Yemen, where a Houthi-controlled provincial court has handed down the death sentence to 13 men, finding them guilty of engaging in same-sex sexual relations. Three other men remain in jail, and another 35 have been arrested on similar charges in the province of Ib. So Yemen, in the Sinai Peninsula, the current government, the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels, control a large part of the country. These are the people, you've probably heard them in the media, actually, who've sort of been launching attacks into the Red Sea as well. Human rights groups have decried these trials, saying that it's an act of abuse, and perhaps this is taking place while there is this big international community is distracted with what's going on in Gulf.
I mean, this is just a classic reminder to all of us that, you know, I don't want to take sides here in the very complex situation between Israel, but it does remind you of this weird alignment we have with, you know, those, you know, for very noble reasons, wanting to support human rights in the likes of Gaza. And yet we find a strange alignment in that with groups like the Houthis who do these barbaric acts. You know, and as the Human Rights Watch have said here, if the Houthis, this is really cared about human rights, they supposedly support in Palestine, they wouldn't be flogging and stoning their own people to death. You know,
Indeed, and it's not just the LGBT community. So there's also attacks taking place on migrants and displaced people as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely using the political climate to try and gain a leg up in their power struggle.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, Alex, you're across in Spain with a interesting story.
Yes. So, context here. So, we have Holy Week coming up in Spain, Semana Santa. Big deal in regions like...
Very Catholic country.
Yes, particularly in the south, in Seville. And a painter and artist by the name of Suciano García Cruz has created an image of Jesus.
Young, it's not your typical image, though.
No,
it's not the whole blood dripping out.
Young, muscular, which is modelled on his own son, in his defence. So, but unlike other depictions, there's controversy by groups that have said that his depiction of Jesus in the case is bordering on effeminate and androgynous, and that this is a move away or sort of sacrilege, so to speak.
They're trying to sexualize Jesus.
Yes, and feminize, while an interesting debate in a country that's seeing still this ongoing tug of war between conservative elements in Spain and the more liberal side. So there's actually a legal action taking place against him by a foundation of Christian lawyers that he's, you know, promoting debauchery, blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, seriously. But I like his final defence of himself is that the use of homophobia and homosexuality as a weapon would not be condoned by Jesus himself. So that's sort of a quote from the artist himself.
Indeed. Mm. Now across to Finland.
Yes, where Finland's parliament has passed a new gender recognition law which abolishes the archaic practices that require trans people to prove they are infertile. The new Finnish law removes the requirement for trans people to be sterilised and obtain a psychiatric diagnosis in order for them to get legal gender recognition. The vote comes as a result of more than a decade of campaigning by civil society groups, although more is still to be done because it does exclude children from legal gender recognition, which violates the United Nations Convention of the Rights Against the Child and is just... Not fair either.
Interesting, because Finland has the Prime Minister, Sanna Marin, is from a rainbow family. She was raised by two mums.
Yes.
So she has been quite forthright in saying, you know, trans rights are a high priority. They're high in her mind.
Yeah, 100%. So it's a good move, but also, you know, there are 18, I think, other countries in the EU that already have made these moves. So it is still somewhat delayed.
Well, Finland's always a step behind certainly the other Scandinavian countries. They're always the last to adopt progressive policies. I don't know what, you know, it's just...
Yeah.
The other countries come first.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that one. But an interesting sort of side piece to this, which is clearly related as well, is that it was only the Finnish law passed just weeks after the UK government blocked Scotland's landmark gender recognition reforms.
Mm.
So the recognition reforms was introduced successfully, but then the parliament actually blocked it afterwards. And I know there's been a lot of discussion, I think, over the last few years around this. And the fact that the parliament is really using it in much the same vein as the other conversations we've been having, just as a political vote game. They don't seem to actually care about this. They're just using it as a target to gain votes and to gain people's outrage at something that otherwise they would not care about.
Or distract them because the polls aren't going well.
Exactly.
And in a brief, Spain's first openly trans senator has pledged to defend the country's trans self-ID laws as right-wing parties attempt to roll back trans rights.
And Jennifer Lopez has been criticised for performing in Dubai, where homosexuality is outlawed, despite her long-standing LGBTIQ allyship.
And a major Russian beauty retailer tells male employees not to wear obvious makeup to avoid the country's LGBT propaganda laws.
Mm.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.